Every 2 years, the center, known by the acronym COWS, looks at the median hourly wage for Wisconsin workers. This year, the state wage figure is up to $14.62 an hour. That means half the employed population earns more than that and half earns less. Joel Rogers is the director of COWS. He says the median hourly wage figure is up about 5.5% from 2000. And Rogers says Wisconsin workers are out-earning the national average.
Well, we're basically doing better than most of the country, and more relevantly, we're doing better than other states in this region. Not in all dimensions, but in general, given pretty adverse national circumstances and all that's happened to the region, that's all good news.
But Rogers wonders if it'll last. The national hourly wage figure is falling, and employee pay stubs haven't kept pace with their productivity. Rogers says Wisconsin needs to prepare itself for what could be a coming economic storm.
The bursting of the housing bubble that we've all heard about, rising gasoline and oil prices, inflationary pressures that people are seeing globally now. I think that, the odds of some recession in the U.S. are fairly high.
The COWS report shows white men still at the top of the economic ladder with women earning less. And in terms of strengths, Roger says 10% of Wisconsin workers have a degree from one of the state's technology colleges. He says those graduates earn 10% more than people with no advanced degree. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.